Well, first of all, it happened yesterday. I was on I-40 in between probably Chattanooga and Knoxville, and we was going up a mountain. And on the way up, as soon as say we got to the top of it, the car in front of me started smoking, and I saw the smoke, and the lady said that she saw the smoke, but she didn't know that it was coming from her car. So like say she drove for probably like another 30 seconds or so, and like by then, like say two big flames of fire, you know, shot out the back, boom, boom. I was like, oh man, this ain't gonna be good. So then I took it and I sped up to try to catch her, and I was you know blowing my horn and flashing my lights and trying to catch her, and me and this other guy, you know, guy had got her attention. So whenever she got to the side of the road, like me and him just went and rushed over there, and as soon as I got to the car, I saw three small kids in the back seat and a dog. So for me, I'm thinking, you know, hurry up and get the kids, or hurry up and get like say everybody out and get them, you know, away from the car, because then, oh, so you can see it like say probably up under the engine, like say all that was like still on fire. So I'm thinking that the car might, you know, go up, you know, anytime. So me and the guy, you know, hurry up and snatched out all the kids and got like say little say small things out and got the lady out, and you know, she still was kind of like I can't believe, you know, this is happening to me. And, you know, we were just, you know, talking to them and trying to get, you know, everybody out and trying to keep everything calm and, you know, just try to keep, you know, everybody's spirits high. And then probably like 2 minutes after we got, say, everybody out of the car and got everybody to safety, or should the car blew up once, boom. And then probably like a couple minutes after that, or should it blew up again. And probably about, I think it blew up probably say 4 times. But like 2 minutes after we got everybody out, it blew up. So, and that's basically what happened. So,
questions? Did you literally carrying little children under your arms at that point, or did you grab two at a time, or how did you sort of talk us through getting the kids out?
Well, she was still able to kind of, you know, help us. So I grabbed the smallest one out first and handed it to her. And then I grabbed the other, and then the guy grabbed the other child, and he also grabbed the dog too.
And the guy, you didn't know the other guy, though.
No.
Just I mean, any hesitation on your part? I mean, you saw flames, and it sounded like some other people maybe didn't react as quickly as you did. What made you kind of jump to the scene of the fire?
I'm not even sure. I mean, I saw the flames and saw that like they wasn't really knowing that there was a flame. So I mean, I just took it onto my part, you know, to let them know. And then, you know, and then I saw the kids, so I was figuring, you know, oh, I need to help out.
How old were the kids? You
talking? It was little kids. The oldest one was probably say like, I'm gonna say 5 at tops, and then it was an infant, and then another in the middle.
You also said that she maybe didn't realize that it was coming from her car. Did she say that at all to you?
Yes, ma'am. Because it was my car, and then it was her car in the front, and like on the side of us, it was a 18-wheeler. So she thought that the smoke could be coming from the 18-wheeler. And that's what she said. So it was a real time.
Did you stick around to talk to the police, or were you in a hurry to come on once they were safe? Come on and make sure you got to Nashville.
Well, it took. I really didn't even see the police. I mean, the fire trucks came and, you know, and then put out the fire and whatnot. And then I probably stuck around for like another 5 more minutes, and then I left.
When you say you don't really know, sort of. Was it scary? Was it, I mean, how would you sort of describe the emotions in that moment?
Well, at the time, it wasn't scary. Like, I guess I just figured that I had to do it. But like afterwards, I realized, you know, how dangerous and how scary it really was. Actually, for this one, like, I'm guessing because I knew as of how dangerous it really was, like it kind of topped everything that I have ever done, like, say, on the field. And, like, say, afterwards, as I was driving here, I started shaking one time. I was just, like, you know, nerves were just rushed. I was like, oh man, I'm sure I need to calm down.
I tell you, a lot of people have been reaching out to you on social media calling you a hero.
No, sir. I just feel like I was in the right place at the right time, and you know, I give all the glory to God. I just feel like I was there for a reason.
Did you have a conversation with her afterward? Did she get a chance to thank you and express her happiness that you were able to be there at that time?
Yes, sir. I did. I mean, for the most part, she just wanted to thank me, you know, just thank me and the guys for, you know, for helping her out, because, like I say, a lot of people passed by, you know, and didn't help. So she was just wanting to thank us and, you know, just show how thankful she was for us helping her get the kids out and kind of grab some of the stuff. But I mean, we couldn't really grab a lot, so we just grabbed like her purse and like say a bag or two, and we just got all that out. So like basically she was just thankful for us for just helping her.
Did you say what time
around, about what time of day was it? I want to say around probably about three. Yes, sir.
And where did you left from?
From Myrtle Beach.
Okay, so you probably what, 6-7 hours into the drive?
Yes, sir.